This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're here this afternoon with Dr. Jeffrey Sturcio, formerly the Vice President for Corporate Responsibility at Merck and President of the Merck Foundation. Dr. Sturcio is currently the Chairman of the Corporate Council on Africa. Dr. Sturcio, what is the African Comprehensive HIV-AIDS Partnership, and what have been the major successes in Botswana?
The African Comprehensive HIV-AIDS Partnership is, or ACHAP for short, is a collaboration among the government of Botswana, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Merck & Company that was created in 2000 to support and enhance Botswana's response to the AIDS epidemic. At the time, Botswana had the highest HIV prevalence among adults in the world, so it was clearly a major public health problem. And the goal behind ACHAP was, by bringing together these partners, we would put together a comprehensive approach to the AIDS epidemic that would do better than any of the partners alone was able to do. Merck and the Gates Foundation both committed $50 million for a total of $100 million, and Merck has also been donating our antiretrovirals for use in Botswana's program. The results since 2000 have been pretty impressive. There's still more work to do, but if you look at some of the indicators for the AIDS epidemic since then, the death rate from HIV has been cut in half. The number of people who know their HIV status, which is important in planning and implementing prevention programs, went from less than 5% to more than 50%. For instance, the number of HIV-positive children born went from 40% to less than 4%. So those are all very positive indicators, and also there's some evidence developing that the incidence rates, that is the number of new infections, are declining as well. So those are all very positive outcomes so far, but as I said, there's a lot more work to do.
And why did Merck & Company, as a private company, become involved in ACHAP?
Well, back in 2000, and actually in 1999, when we began to plan for what later became ACHAP, there were a number of programs around Africa that were trying to deal with the epidemic. Africa is the continent in which about two-thirds of all the people who are HIV positive in the world live, and it's also a continent that had the fewest resources available to deal with the epidemic. But, you know, 10 years ago, people were really pointing fingers and trying to figure out who was to blame for this situation rather than trying to work together to find solutions that would be sustainable. And we thought at the time, you know, Merck had two antiretroviral drugs, Crixivan and later Stocrin, and we knew that they would be useful for people in Africa, but we had to find a way to get them to the people who needed them. We had already decided that we would lower the prices of those drugs to make them available at prices, ultimately at prices at which we don't profit in the poorest countries and those hardest hit, but we needed to find a way to really ensure that they could be part of comprehensive public health programs. And we also felt that as a private sector enterprise, we had certain skills that could be useful in the HIV epidemic and in global health more generally, skills in project management, in financial management, and a variety of other areas that companies really take for granted. But it turned out that many of those skills were helpful in working together with the public sector partners and other development partners in Botswana. So that's how we became involved. And now, you know, more than 8 years later. And as I said, there are some really important successes so far, but we can still see that there's more work to do, and that's why we remain committed.
How do you expect ACHAP to evolve over the next few years? What new developments are we likely to see?
Well, first, I think there are some things that you can expect will continue. You know, the MASA treatment program, the government's treatment program in Botswana, will continue. It's one of the strongest and best developed treatment programs among African countries. There are more than 100,000 people in Botswana who are already on treatment. And that's, according to the WHO, they're one of the few countries to have achieved universal access for antiretroviral treatment. You know, the testing program, routine testing that began in 2004, will continue. As I said, now more than half the people know what their status is, but that means that there are almost half who don't, and so there's still room there. But I think one of the things that we'll see a new focus on over the next couple of years is prevention. You know, despite all of the gains that Botswana has made, there are still more new infections every year. And until partners in Botswana can find a way to put a halt to those new infections, they'll never be able to get ahead of the epidemic. And so I think in the next couple of years, and there are already plans underway, to the programs that are already in place, you know, condom distribution and condom social marketing and education and information programs to reach various parts of the population, they'll be focusing even more clearly on the parts of the population in which the epidemic is really being driven. So, for instance, there will be a lot more attention to raising people's awareness about the implications of multiple concurrent partnerships for the spread of the epidemic, and that's one of the things that they'll be looking at. There's new evidence that male circumcision really has a tremendous impact. It cuts the rate of HIV transmission in about half, so there'll be an effort to encourage people to be circumcised. So there'll be a lot more focus on prevention, so that the same success that Botswana has had in treatment will also be mirrored by what they're able to do in prevention, and then not only will they be able to treat people who are already infected, they'll be able to help keep people from becoming infected in the future, which is the best way to stop the epidemic in its tracks. One other thing I think is important is that there are several lessons that we've learned collectively working on this, and that will continue to be part of the response in Botswana. One of those is it's very clear that you need to have political will, commitment, sound policy in order to really make progress against the epidemic, and Botswana is a model of that kind of sound policy. And also there needs to be an effort to align or integrate all of the partners who are working against the epidemic so that you don't have people working at cross purposes and everything, you know, so the whole adds up to more than the sum of the parts. And also, in addition to the point I already made about the need for a comprehensive approach, so it's not just treatment or just prevention, but prevention, treatment, testing, post-test services, and a whole range of other programs need to be part of the response. But one has to build local capacity, because that's the only way in the end that the response to the epidemic will be sustainable. And that really is the goal that Botswana has and that HAP is supporting, is that when the Gates Foundation and Merck go off and deal with new challenges, there has to be enough capacity and enough solid programs behind so that Botswana's response will be sustainable and they'll be able to deal with the epidemic over the long term.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.